This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. Here now, a tale of urban revival in the United Kingdom that owes much to an iconic entertainer from the colonies. The Welsh seaside resort town of Porthcawl, population 10,000, had been on the skids for years. Vacationers had been choosing sunnier climes overseas. But now, the town is enjoying an economic renaissance thanks to the King of Rock and Roll. From Porthcawl, Marketplace's Stephen Beard has it.
With its antiquated fairground and tacky amusement arcades, Porthcawl had been sliding into seedy decline. But then an unexpected figure rode to the rescue.
You ain't nothing but a hound dog, you're crying all the time.
In 2004, Porthcawl became home to an annual international Elvis festival, the improbable brainchild of PR man Peter Phillips.
The town has no connection with Elvis whatsoever. If you thought of, you know, all of the imagery that goes with Elvis, like Hawaii, Las Vegas, Porthcawl doesn't tick any Elvis box whatsoever.
But the consummate PR man Phillips felt his outlandish idea might attract some publicity.
In the back of my mind, I'm thinking, yes, an Elvis festival in Porthcawl is just so ridiculous, it could work.
And it has, brilliantly. Some 40,000 people throng the town throughout the festival weekend, pumping an estimated $10 million into the small local economy. They flock to see the king. Not in person, of course, but in the shape of Elvis impersonators, like this one. There are more than 100 impersonators here, or Elvis tribute artists, as they prefer to be known. Most wear the trademark white jumpsuit, goggle-like shades, and helmet of shiny black hair. Most, like Dave Barlow, are semi-professional.
I work as a van driver, full-time, and I just do little gigs here and there. Some gigs I get paid, mainly to cover my costs. It is an expensive game, but yeah, I do it for the love of Elvis.
The Elvises come in all shapes and sizes, short and fat, tall and skinny, but all strive to sound like the real thing.
Love me tender and love me sweet.
This one is Mark George, voted best Welsh Elvis for 2 years in a row.
You have made my life complete, and I love you so.
Very good, and the lip is curling too, I notice.
Yes, 30 years of practice.
Mark will go to any lengths to look the part.
Are the sideburns genuine?
They are mine. They're all mine.
The hair isn't. That is a wig. Dare we inquire what your hair is like under that wig? Is it not ginger, is it?
No, I have none.
You're bald?
Yes.
The most recent instalment of the festival reached the peak of kitsch on the roof of the Grand Pavilion. Two couples from Australia renewed their wedding vows, drawing inspiration from Elvis's lyrics.
When I first saw you with your smile so tender, my heart was captured, my soul surrendered.
And the ordained minister officiating, himself an Elvis tribute artist, rounded off the proceedings with a sort of secular hymn.
Wise man.
Love of Elvis drives the festival, but money plays a big part too. Visitor Stephen Llewellyn, wearing an Elvis wig and a Hawaiian lei, says you can see the local businesses benefiting.
We all gain from the drinks to the chip shops, the restaurants, everybody gains.
Yes.
So that's why everybody loves the Elvis festival. Elvis and making money, what more do you want?
The king himself might have been amused. The world's biggest festival to his memory, say the organisers, is not in Memphis, but in a small and now reviving seaside town in Wales. In Porthcawl, I'm Stephen Beard for Marketplace.